Time to talk AFL.
We've been talking NRL a lot. The Battle of Brisbane at the Dolphins v. the Bronx tomorrow night. It's a sellout at Suncorp. There'll be a bunch of screaming maniacs across town at the Gabba. It starts 5 minutes earlier.
Oh, God. There'll be 35,000 there. Have you got the new Lions song?
Oh, yeah.
Their marketing team's gone to work as well. Have you heard this new one?
Well, should we get Josh Dunkley up from the Lions, one of the new imports?
Oh, is he with us now?
Yeah. Hello, Josh.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Can we play you, mate? You're aware of the Dolphins song, I imagine.
The new team in Brisbane, but the Lions have hit back. I don't know if they revealed this to you yet. Put your mains
up, put your mains up. No, we haven't.
Put your mains up.
Flare that mane.
The Broncos have also knocked it off. They're putting their hooves up, Josh. Yeah.
Josh Dunkley, how was it moving up here over the off-season from Melbourne?
Yeah, it was good. It was nice to get up to some warm weather, and it's obviously a difficult time in your life trying to move everything up to a different state, but nice to be up here now and settled in and looking forward to the season.
You would have been happy to get away from Melbourne because the last 3 years you guys have been the most locked down city the world, yeah. Josh. How is freedom and fresh air in Queensland treating you? You loving it?
It is. Yeah, it's good. I'm loving it. I think you touched on it, but being outdoors up here is very nice, and sort of living in the country growing up, I was always wanting to be outside. So it's nice to be able to come up here with the freedom that you mentioned and get outside and enjoy life.
Nice. We better ask the tough football questions. Half-time, leading last weekend. Has anyone had a crack at Fags and gone, listen, mate, you better get your half-time speeches going a bit better? What happened at half-time? What was the turnaround? Do you guys think, oh, we're cruising here, just keep going?
Yeah, it was a difficult one. I mean, it's hard to put your finger on. I think we probably didn't deserve to be up at half-time last week. And the way that we were playing, they probably kept us in it by not kicking straight. So it was a disappointing game for us, but we've reviewed it and moved on, and we're looking forward to the D's this week.
Nice.
Josh, I think I know, obviously an excellent analogy there of what happened. I think the real reason, though, is, and we haven't addressed the elephant in the room, Josh, you are amongst Brisbane Lions royalty. I'm not sure if you're aware, Josh, but we have a member of our team, Mr. Dan Anstey. He's the number one Brisbane Lions ticket holder, and he's just come on board. Harris Andrews announced him last week, first game.
What do you blame? This is my fault.
I think he's your bad luck charm, Josh.
Oh, really? There you go.
Have you talked this week about cutting the cancers out of the
toxicity?
The side? Yeah.
No, we haven't touched on any of that. But,
Nobody cares. That's why, Josh. No. Only Dan and his family group chat seem to care.
No, even my family are calling it the Anstey curse. Yeah. I'm 0-1.
Josh, talk about you. You've had a funny situation I've been reading about. Your sister, Lara, of course, you've come up here and your brother's come up here as well. You plays netball for the Queensland Firebirds, but last weekend they played the Thunderbirds, who your girlfriend plays for. What was that like?
Nah, it was a bit of a weird situation. They actually played against each other last year as well. And I remember coming up for that game and I was as nervous as ever watching them play against each other. But this week, well, last weekend was a bit more relaxed. They both got on the court and both did well. So,
who do you cheer for, Josh? Because I'm stuck in a predicament tomorrow night. The Brisbane Broncos, who my husband played for and I've cheered on for forever. And then my girlfriend, the Dolphins, have come on board. I'm going to be stuck in my seat cheering for both. Do you find yourself in that position where you're like, oh, I don't want to cheer too loudly for one more than the other? Because you know you've got to go home to your girlfriend. And you know what it's like when we get mad, right? We ignore you for a couple of days, Josh. Give you the cold shoulder.
The cold shoulder, yeah, I was going to say that. But no, it is a hard one. Like, I was probably just barracking for the draw, but celebrating every little moment that you do well in. So that's probably my advice, just celebrate the little wins.
Long-distance relationships are a tough thing. Well, how are you guys coping? She's in Adelaide, you're up here.
Yeah, it is tough. You have your ups and downs all the time, but I think the way that we've sort of backed each other in and we respect what both of us are doing, so want to support each other as much as we can.
You can meet in random towns and have visits and sleepovers and coordinate your schedules.
Yeah, but hold on. She went to school here in Brisbane, your girlfriend.
She played for the Firebirds and she's moved
down. She buggers off. Why didn't you go to Adelaide?
Yeah, everyone asked me that question. we probably see ourselves settling down up here post when Tipper finishes up at Adelaide. So we're going to be Queenslanders, I think, in the future, which would be great.
Happy to have you aboard, Dunks. Premiership winner, of course, in 2016. Is that awkward when you talk to Dan Rich, who's played nearly 300 games for the Lions? Now, you won a premiership, Josh, when you were 19 years old. That
His
is
first year, wasn't it?
That's incredible, mate.
Yeah, it was. It was a very, it was a fairy tale finish to that year. But I haven't brought it up with Richie.
You don't ever just go, "Oh, where's your premiership ring?"
Good on you, Dunks. Hey,
can I ask, what do you think is the most impressive thing you've seen since you've been up here in Brisbane? Went, wow, I didn't know that existed.
The Stephen Sky Needle, mate.
No, come on.
Oh, geez, it's hard to put a finger on it. I think probably the weather is like everyone knows that it's good.
Melbourneian.
I think I'll say one thing: the people have been great. The way that they've sort of taken me in. So
I think the real battle of Brisbane question should be: Josh, are you a North Sider or a South Sider? Because I'm a proud captain of the South Side in our tug of war on the bridge across Brisbane tomorrow. Marto is the captain of the North Side.
Where do you live? Are you over around Morningside like the rest of the boys?
We don't need suburbs because we don't want crazy people turning up at his house.
Okay, sorry.
But just north or south of the river, Josh.
I'm north.
Oh, he's a north side boy.
I'm sort of northwest. You probably have a guess.
Yeah, righto. I've got you. So you got to travel across to get to Springfield each day. That's tough.
No, it's actually straight on that freeway there.
The Western Freeway.
Western Freeway.
Now you're giving people directions to your house.
No, it's all right.
Hey, good on your Dunks.
Listen, you guys will turn it all around against the Melbourne Demons tomorrow night. Go well, mate.
Thanks, guys.